brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 22nd, 2015. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A huge success. Well, ladies, I have a great show planned for you this hour. Of course, our theme for this month of June is getting things done. So guess what? If you're in the it's taking me too long to get things done club, then you're going to really benefit from the tips and resources this month. Of course, all of us as businesswomen have probably experienced at one time or another that things are running too slow, like you feel like a turtle going up a hill or a slug and you can't get things done. But, of course, we all need to have resources and tips and know different ways to get past that, right? So it's so important, of course, to push past your goals and to make things happen, to get better organized, better structured, to come up with ideas, to have a better workflow efficiency. And so that's what Successful Woman Radio has been bringing to you all of this month as we continue to talk about getting things done. So I want you to make sure to mark your calendar for the last Monday of this month when we will be putting closure to this topic, which is June 29th at 12 noon Eastern, and I've got something special planned for you. But today we're going to be talking about, as a subtopic under that theme, getting things done, we're going to be talking about becoming a woman of action. Again, becoming a woman of action. You know, all this month I've been reading from one of my favorite books, Action Has No Season, with Michael V. Roberts, who is the author of the book. And, you know, he phrased something in the book called an actionaire. You know, like we hear millionaire, well, an actionaire. And, you know, I'm beginning to realize that becoming an actionaire is more important than being a millionaire, because it leads to making more money, getting things done, right? And so as he described what an actionaire really was, he talked about the fact that this is a person who is well-structured, a person who is ready to make things happen. And I know that all of you who are listening, that is exactly what you want for yourself. You want to become an actionaire. And so I will be reading again an excerpt from the book a little bit later on in the show, but I wanted to mention it because it has everything to do with getting things done. You know, it's not enough to have a calendar that you can open up and see so many things plugged into all of those time slots, right? It's not enough to do that, because we all know that sometimes we can just be busy being busy, and that we have often a lot of things on our calendar that we really shouldn't have on the calendar at all, because it's not supporting what it is that we want to do. So again, I'm going to be talking about a little later on in the show becoming a woman of action. And I'm going to ask for your help today. I'm going to ask, when the time comes, that you press star 1 and join me and give some feedback, give some comments on what do you think it's going to take for you to get things done in your business. What is one thing that you would like to really get your hands on and really put it into action for yourself and see it come to fruition? So we're going to be doing that a little bit later on in the show. And for those of you that have just tuned in, I want to welcome you to Successful Woman Radio. This is Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. And I want to thank you so much for being a part of our family of businesswomen who are coming together to be in a positive environment, to really start their week off with good information and tips that they can put to use right away. I want to remind everyone that you can visit the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website at time. Interested in being on the show? Well, just click on Be on the Show in the top gray menu bar. Are you interested in listening to previous shows that we have had? Well, that's easy to do as well. Again, you just go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, and in the right-hand column, simply click on either of the shows that you would like to listen to, because we've got the player right there for you to do. It's just that easy. I want to give a big shout out and thank you to Patrina King, our featured guest during our Women Making It Happen segment. She was very inspiring, and of course she is the CEO and the founder of Golf Women Mean Business, and she is shedding a whole new light on how women are businesswomen can utilize the game of golf to get out there and not only learn how to play golf, but to leverage the power of networking. And so, again, I would encourage you to go take a look at her website, Golf Women Mean Business, spelled all the way out, golfwomenmeanbusiness.com. And again, thank you so much, Patrina, for just, again, sharing a lot of tips and your wisdom on last Monday. We've got a great lineup again, as I mentioned to you before. I believe in the power of me. We can't forget that. Four questions that help you take action and get in touch with your inner power. I will be reading a book excerpt today from Action Has No Season, Chapter 10, Mastering Your Emotions. I'll be letting you also know some of the happenings that are going on with Women About Biz, and you'll be able to learn again how you can start your own networking event partnering with us. Our Business Women's Night Out program is extremely successful. A lot of women are coming on board, and eventually we will have Business Women's Night Out events happening all over the nation. And so, again, I'm excited about that, and we'll be telling you how you can get involved. So, ladies, if you have not grabbed a pen and a notepad yet, please do, because you're going to get information today that you will be able to put to use for yourself, for your business. So very, very important. I want to also give a big shout out to Charlotte Johnson. Charlotte's up in New York, and she will be starting a Business Women's Night Out group coming up in the August timeframe. But she also has just graciously told other women about Women About Biz. And guess what? She's a business coach. She does almost the same thing. And so that just goes to show you that women can really collaborate when they put their minds together and in unity realize that it's all about helping other women to accomplish their dreams and their goals as well. It's 12:07 after the hour. We've got more people dialing into the show. Thank you so much. You are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to encourage all of you that it's not too late at this moment to reach out and touch the life of another woman. Bless her by letting her know that there is a place that she can come to every Monday at 12 noon to get her dose of motivation, her dose of inspiration. And of course, I'm talking about no other than Successful Woman Radio. All you have to do is flash over on a clear line on your cell or your phone and dial her number and say, hey, get on the show. If you have a pen in hand, here's the number so you can conveniently locate it. It's 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And if you're listening to the show from your smart device or from your desktop computer, then, of course, you can go to your favorite social media site, whether it's Facebook or one of your Facebook groups, or whether it's LinkedIn or Twitter, and you can simply say, hey, Successful Woman Radio live on the air. And of course, the website is blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. And of course, it's very convenient to listen to the show from your smart device. I've had someone recently to tell me that she was driving and just had the show website on Blog Talk phone, and she was able to listen to it very clearly, and she truly enjoyed the show, and she thought she was going to miss it, but she was able to pull over, plug in her website on the cell phone, and pull blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio right up. So I'm so thankful to technology, and sometimes we have snags with the show, of course. Technology isn't perfect, but it is definitely transforming and doing a lot of things that we would not have been able to do. So if for some reason, if the show cuts off, it's important for you to know, hey, after 30 seconds, if you hear silence, just hang up and dial back into the show. We are making sure that we make you aware that we have been having technical difficulties this last few Mondays, but we are ironing it out with Blog Talk Radio and making things work. And so, again, in case the show goes out and you're wanting to get that good information and plug back in, then hang up and dial back into the show, and you should be plugged in with no problem. I want to share with you also just some new things that I'm doing in my business that I think would probably help you as well. You know, I have been in that go-get-it mode. You know, I have just had that attitude, go get whatever it is that I want to happen in my company and my business. I have that go-get-it attitude to make it happen. But ladies, you know how sometimes you're just kind of sitting at your desk and you're trying to do things and you're wanting to keep focused and you're wanting to really move quickly with what you're doing. But what helps is either a egg timer. You know, you could buy an egg timer and put on your desk and time it for, you know, 15 minutes or 30-second intervals, or you can look at your cell phone and utilize the timer on your cell phone to keep you on track. And, of course, when you hear that buzzer ring, then you know it's time for you to stop and move on to the next project. This is a really good way of keeping yourself in check and getting you focused, because when you know you only have 30 minutes or 45 minutes or 1 hour to work on something, then you're more apt to literally stay more focused and get it done. As a matter of fact, I notice I move more swiftly. When I see the phone ringing, I don't pick it up. I go ahead and let it go to the voicemail. I am extremely focused because I see that timer running, and I know that I need to get something done. Now, for some people, you might say, well, you know what, that just makes me nervous. That gets me overwhelmed, and then I'm not able to do anything. But here's the thing. Most of the time, we need to keep ourselves structured on a daily basis. And the best way to keep yourself structured, right, is to hold yourself accountable. And so I've been holding myself accountable with a timer. And so you may definitely want to try that. Another thing that I have been doing that has been extremely helpful is that I have kind of restructured and reorganized what I am doing at the beginning and at the end of my day. And so there are specific things that I do to mark the beginning and the end of my day. So for me, the beginning of my day is meditation and prayer and making a list. What I try to do at the end of the day is to make a list of those things that I want to lift up in prayer for my business to the Lord on the next morning. And so I have been doing that and asking for guidance, asking for strength, and asking for the ability to take action on all of the things that it is that I want to do. Because I truly believe that we are already pre-installed with everything that we need to be successful in our lives and in our business. And I know that God will send the right people to us, right? But we must put those things into action. We must start it working. And that's why I actually love that word, synergy. Synergy is such an important word, because synergy is the energy of things happening. It's the energy of you taking action. And when you begin to take that action, other things begin to revolve around you and move towards your direction because you are synergizing it, right? And so it's so important to begin your morning with meditation, to begin your morning with prayer. And if you aren't doing that, you will notice a huge difference in your life and your business when you're better focused on your business. And you do feel a spiritual shield of protection around you, and it's so important to do that. The next thing that I do is, of course, is I am going to take a look at my schedule, and I'm going to make sure, I'm constantly making sure, right, that things that I need to accomplish for the week, that they are being supported. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on as we talk about becoming a woman of action and how important that is to do that. Because I don't know about you, but I want to be an actioneer. I want to be a prayer warrior. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a woman about business, right? I want to be a woman who is making it happen in this world and making my mark. And I know that you do too. And it's too often that we are allowing too much time to pass by and we have not accomplished our goals. And so, again, I'll be talking about that a little later on. Hey, ladies, it's not too late for you to flash over on the to be in a positive and motivating environment, let her know about Successful Woman Radio. Or for those of you who are listening from your smart devices, from your desktop, don't forget, shout us out. Give the link to the main website that they can listen to the show live, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. It's 12:15 after the hour, and I'm going to go ahead and basically just start with I believe in the power of me, which is so very, very important. Four questions that I came up with that have helped me so very, very much. Be asking yourself these questions as often as you need to. Question number one, am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? Well, you know, what I want to say to you today about this, ladies, is that don't just listen to me read questions and, yeah, that's a good question. Ask the question of yourself, am I clear on my vision and what it is that I personally want to experience? Let's say within this next 6 months, within the rest of this year, am I clear on the things that I want to experience? Now, I do want to caution you on one thing, and that is in knowing what you want to experience, if you are a businesswoman, and you don't have what you want to experience financially, what kind of money you want to see flowing through your business within this next 6 months, then you're not doing a good job of being the CEO of your company, because that half of your vision. So often we have this tendency as women to list all of these nice sounding words out without ever really including the money that we want to see. But I'm here to tell you today, you better declare it, because if you don't declare it, you cannot experience it, right? And so you have to know what it is that you want to experience money-wise. Is it, I want to experience $30,000 cash within this next 6 months, $50,000, $100,000? What is it? Because in order to set your vision and to start making these for yourself and your business, you're going to have to do, you know, goals. You're going to have goals set to your vision. And you can't do that if you don't know, again, what it is that you want to experience. Here's question number two. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Now, I've had people to email and tell me that they have tried this this particular question and that is scary for them, but they didn't realize that they had an issue with really identifying what it is that they are doing that is causing some of the problem with them moving. Okay, yes, nobody wants to face the mirror and really own up to sometimes the things that they are doing that may be causing some of the challenges within their own business. But ladies, here's the thing. You are the one that has to make your own success and pave the way for yourself. Here on earth, you are the one that's responsible, right? And when you are rejoicing and happy, and you are just elated that you have accomplished your goals and you are experiencing all of those goals, guess what? You're the first one that's going to get to experience all of that. Well, here's on the other side. On the flip side, you're the one that has to experience identifying those habits that are interfering with your success. In other words, you're the one that has to really face the mirror, own up to repetitively that's causing the problem. For some women, it may be you're watching too much television. It may be that your time management skills are not where they need to be. It may be that every time you write down your vision, you have a procrastination issue, that you get overwhelmed and you stall, and you have a habit of procrastinating in such a way that is completely wreaking havoc in your life, okay? So you need to identify what those habits are. Sometimes it may be the habit of allowing all of those naysayers in your life to impact you in such a way that it causes you to freeze up and second guess yourself. Whatever the habits are, you need to be identifying those habits and you need to be eliminating them. And how do you eliminate them? By identifying them and then replacing that habit with something that is the opposite of it. Okay? So if your habit that's causing problems, interfering with your success, is listening to those naysayers, it is eliminating individuals out of your life, right, removing yourself, because it's not always possible to remove them, of course, but you can remove yourself from their circle, from that environment. It's important for you to keep yourself in a positive environment. So that would be the opposite habit that you need to develop. It's always keeping yourself in the positive. Okay, if your problem is time management, then the opposite of that, right, is practicing good time management. That might mean to list some things that are going to help you to build a better time management habit. It might mean to schedule a power talk with me and let me share with you how I can help you with your time management. It might be buying a book on time management. It may be sitting down and just developing a good time management system for yourself, something that you had not ever done. So, again, you are the one that has to identify those habits. Let's move on to question number three. Number three is, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Well, I said in the very beginning today that, you know, you first got to know what you want to experience, because whatever it is that you're wanting to experience, you're seeing in your mind, that is indeed your vision. However, the vision can't come out of your mind, which is the spiritual realm. It can't come from your spiritual realm and be put on paper in the physical realm and just sit there. Something has to happen to ignite it, to cause it to have a flame, a spark. Something has to happen. And what that is goals. You're going to set goals to your vision, and then you're going to set tasks to your goals. Okay? So I always say that goals are like the flame to your vision, and tasks are like the sparks that ignite the flame. And without those two things, your vision can't be manifested. So you need to pay close attention to what I'm saying and really try hard to make sure that you have goals that and tasks that are supporting what it is that you are supposed to be doing. We're going to talk about that again a little bit later as I talk about becoming a woman of action. Number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Again, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? I think sometimes as women, we don't recognize the power that we truly have that is within us, because we don't exercise that power, or we're setting goals so far out that we are not experiencing on a short-term basis how our power can actually help us. But if you set short-term goals, that could be one day, short-term goals, and guess what? You're going to be able to work with that, and once you accomplish those goals in the short term, you will be able to experience accomplishing something, and that is going to convict within you the power that you actually have to make things happen, and it's going to encourage you to become even more efficient with setting goals and making them work for you. Keeping focused on your goals, ladies, listen. Keeping focused and knowing the results you want to see, always willing yourself back in, that's what it's about on the journey of success in your business. And it's important for you to understand that as the CEO, as the leader of your company, you are the one that has to take care of this. You are the one that must make it happen. So ask yourself these four questions as often as you need to. Coming up, I'm going to share with you what's happening over at womenaboutbiz.com and all the great things that we've got in store for you. Also, I want to thank you for reaching out to other women and letting them know about the Successful Woman radio show. It's our goal, by our women, to encourage women, to motivate women, to help women to become actionaires. And that is what it's all about at this show. And so I want to encourage you, don't wait just until the show comes on to share the show, but if you could, drop a link in your social media and let people know about the show and the good that we are doing in reaching out to women. Every single Monday, come rain or shine, holiday or not, we are on the air live at 12 noon Eastern time. And so, again, I want to just encourage you that it's not just about you who needs to get this information, but it's about blessing the lives of other women and letting them know about this information as well. 12:24 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I still see people logging into the show. So wonderful to have the blessing. And if you're new to the show, welcome. We absolutely welcome you. We're going to be talking about becoming a woman of action shortly, and what does that actually mean in taking action on all of the things that you want. Right now, I just want to share with you things that are happening on the Women About Biz website. And again, if you've never visited the website before, it is womenaboutbiz.com. Again, womenaboutbiz, B-I-Z.com. And for those of you who are listening from the Atlanta area, if you want to go right to the Atlanta page, it's atlantawomenaboutbiz.com. Well, we've got some awesome things happening. As you know, we have a new signature event, Business Women's Night Out. Cocktails, connections, and conversation. It's all about business networking, fun and simple, and that is just what we do. We've been having some awesome times. Of course, the pilot program is going on right here in our headquarters area, Atlanta, Georgia, but soon it will be opened up nationwide for women all over the nation who are members of Women About Biz, their very own networking event, and connect with other women. And you're going to hear about that. We have a wonderful Business Women's Night Out coming up in Atlanta at Copeland's Car Parkway on tomorrow evening, June 23rd at 7 p.m. Now, this is the launch of our Cobb area, and we're very, very excited about it. I'll be hosting this event. And so if you're in Atlanta and you can make it out 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., then I want to encourage you to go ahead and get yourself registered. We have about 7 spots left out of the 20 spots. So again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up. And you can learn all about the Business Women's Night Out by going to womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouse over events, and then once there in the drop-down menu, simply click on BWNO Atlanta, and it will take you to all of the events happening there. And again, for all of you who are listening outside of the metro Atlanta area in other states, don't worry. We've got BWNOs starting all over the nation coming up in the July timeframe for you. And you'll learn how you can also host your own Business Women's Night Out event in your area. So stay tuned for that information as well. Also want to let you know that our Jamaica retreat plans are coming along just fine. A big shout out to Faith White, who is our Jamaica travel specialist, who is helping to coordinate this event. We still have spaces available. If you would like to go to the retreat, we want to welcome you and encourage you. We're going to have such a good time. I want to just quickly tell you a little bit about the retreat. It is October 8th through the 11th of this year, 2015, and it will be happening at the fabulous Grand Palladium Resort and Spa, about 25 miles outside of Montego Bay, Jamaica. And it is such a beautiful resort and spa. And, of course, everything is going to be taken care of in one swoop, your air travel, your hotel, your food, your drinks. And we're so excited to get such an incredible package deal. So I want to encourage you to visit womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events in the top red menu, and simply choose Jamaica Retreat. You'll see it right there in the drop down. But we want you to come with us. And so $100 will reserve your spot, and then you can look at all of the payment plans that we have available for you. What's so special about this resort is our theme is going to be Renew. And what type of renewal are we talking about? Well, this is October, and it's time for us as business women to start planning for the 2016 year. And so Renew is all about what is it that you need to let go of. What is it that you need to let go of, and what is it that you need to renew yourself in? What are the goals that you're going to set for yourself for 2016? What type of businesswoman do you need to be? And, of course, our goal during this retreat is not to bog you down with too many seminar sessions or anything like that. it's really going to be about renewal. So you're going to get a chance to spend some time with yourself, to lay by the beach and have the breeze go through your hair. And you're going to have great times in the evening with us as a group. We're going to truly enjoy ourselves getting massages and just relaxing. And again, this is something that I think every woman should experience. Faith and I had the privilege of being in Jamaica the year before last, and she and I had such a wonderful time, and we really want to give you the same experience that we had. We've got pictures on the Jamaica page for you to see of the Grand Palladium. We've got a video tour for you to take a look at. So it's all there for you, all of the information, the questions and answers. So I want to encourage you to quickly go ahead and reserve your spot for this incredible five-star retreat happening at the Grand Palladium, 25 miles outside of the Montego Bay area of the beautiful island of Jamaica. And again, I'm just very, very excited about this trip. Also, you know, want to let you ladies know we've got wonderful Lunch and Learn teleclasses coming up throughout the rest of this year. And we have chosen to have our teleclass on the second Wednesday of every month. The second Wednesday of every month is our free Lunch and Learn. And so you'll be getting announcements about that. If you haven't thought about joining Women About Biz, we've got a great membership that we'd like to share with you. It's our Silver membership. Our Silver membership is very, very special, and it's for the businesswoman who says, hey, I want to be more than a free member at Women About Biz. I want to start experiencing some of the other parts of the membership that I am not privy to yet. And so, you know what? You can graduate yourself right on up to the Silver membership. You will get two networking event passes, whether it's a live networking event or if the live event is not in your area, you can participate in one of our virtual events. Also, you get two Power Talk coaching sessions. You get full access to our social network. You get to build a full social profile page and have a video attached to that social profile. Discounted vendor opportunities. So when you basically hear about vendor opportunities, you're going to be the first one as a member of Women About Biz. And then, of course, discounted business services for you, whether you need a website, whether you need to get incorporated, a 501c3, whatever it is that you need, you will be able to get discounts. So we average this particular membership, which is only $99 for the year, we average this membership at a $350 value. So it is well worth it, ladies, to go ahead and sign up today as a Silver member with Women About Biz. And, of course, to do that, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over membership, and click on Join Now. It is 12:32 after the hour, and you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to read for you from the book Action Has No Season. The book is by Michael B. Roberts. And ladies, again, this is probably one of the best books that I have read. And I really consider this book right up there with Napoleon Hill's books. Michael did an excellent job on writing this book and really giving you the information that you need to become an actionaire. And I really like that word, don't you? Actionaire. And it means that you are wealthy in taking action. Well, in Chapter 10, he's talking about mastering your emotions. And the author says, controlling your emotions is the first step to becoming an actionaire. The single greatest detriment to acquiring authority, he says, and influence comes from the failure of mastering your emotions. How about that? And an inappropriate situation or business deal could change your life instantly. The monetary gratification of exposing your attitude is not worth your life's work. Acting impulsively by divulging your emotions could cost your perseverance and dedication to acquiring authority and wealth. If you keep your focus on the big picture, which is your calling, your vision, your destiny, then you will never be hurt. Extreme emotion. A person who demonstrates anger portrays the most destructive response to a state of affairs. Rage and unbridled tempers impair your vision more than any other emotion. The opposite side of the emotional spectrum is love, worship, and enticement. If you use in an extreme manner, both emotions could be equally destructive. He says these emotions could position you in an ill-fated predicament. It is improbable and nearly impossible to modify love or anger, and you would probably be unsuccessful if you tried. You should never allow these emotions to influence your actions or strategies to gain financial freedom and influence. Mastering your emotions requires you to detach yourself from the moment and become mindful of the future ramifications of your actions. Avoiding surprises can guarantee control of your emotional reaction of any state of affairs. In order to avoid surprises, you must plan a reaction to any possible situation. Live and breathe the phrase, never let them see you sweat. The actionaire does not hold grudges nor retain past disappointments. In fact, they must release old disappointments. Past thoughts may keep you locked to the experience of the past. Thoughts of the past may distract you and affect your reasoning. Studying the past, however, will allow you to examine mistakes that have caused previous problems. Self-evaluation will enable you to break past behavior and lead you to a new course of action. Releasing the past will lead you to the gifts of the present and the future. Actionaires understand themselves and know how to control their representations of self. Through high self-esteem, they accept and approve of themselves. Conducting a performance of different appearances is a skill you must develop to acquire authority and wealth. The art of duplicity requires you to wear many faces. As a human, you are superior to every other living creature. A person, he says, has a natural ability to mislead, stretch the truth, and trick their fellow humans. Deception is an extremely potent weapon, and emotional control is your barrier of protection. So here he's saying you have to have control over this emotional barrier. You have to be careful about deception. You have to be careful about tricking your fellow humans. He says opportunity will always find your doorstep if you look only slightly into the future. It is the patience that you apply to your situation that makes you strong, and it is the impatience that makes you weak. When opportunities are presented, an actionary's approach may be considered unprincipled or unscrupulous. They must evaluate the situation not as good or evil. An actionary does not judge their opponents by their words or actions. Rather, the judgment is based only on the net effect of their action. The paragon of decency is your appearance. While actually being the manipulator of all time is your true persona, understanding your opponent's hidden motives is the most profound bit of data you can acquire and is the key for all negotiations. Always take the indirect road to achieving authority. A cunning camouflage of your action begins with a detailed analysis of the psychological weakness of your challenger. The art of masquerading is one of the fundamental tools used by the actioneer. So here he's telling us about being an actionaire, taking action, but he's also telling you and cautioning you on things you have to be careful of and how you use them because, of course, we all can be manipulative. We can all have tricks up our sleeves. We can all be passive-aggressive, but the thing that we must understand as an actionaire is that when you are able to utilize certain talents and things that you have, be careful that it's not going to hurt anyone else, and be careful in how you use it. And the one thing that I like that he said in his chapter on, you know, mastering your emotions is that don't be so concerned with all of the actions of your competitor or of other people, but be concerned with the end result. Are the results going to hurt you at all? Are they damaging to you or your business? Because if not, there's no need to get involved or become emotional over it after all, right? Absolutely. So you have to be careful of these kinds of things. And again, this is such an excellent book. And if you haven't added it to your success library, I would encourage you to do so. Again, Action Has No Season by author Michael B. Roberts. 12:39 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. I'm so glad that you are here with us. Please make sure that you mark every Monday in your calendar, recurring every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time, for your own special dose of motivation, inspiration, and encouragement. If you've been listening to the show and you've written a book, or you have some expertise that you would like to share with our listeners, something that you know will resonate with, you know, we would love to hear from you. You can be on the show. We would love for you to visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, and up in the top gray menu bar, it says be on the show. Click on that and complete the form, and a representative of the show or myself will get back with you and talk about how you can be on the show and try to get you scheduled as soon as we can. Right now we're running, our schedule is running behind, and we are really booked up. We've had this year, thus far, we've had more than 390-plus women who have requested to be on the show. And, of course, we would love, right, we would love to have everybody on the show. Unfortunately, you know, time does not allow us to. So what we have to do is make sure that we choose individuals who would make the best fit. And we are doing everything in our power to accommodate actually everybody, even if it means pushing you over into the next few months or the next year. So, again, we thank all of our many listeners who have made Successful Woman Radio what it is today. Over a 500,000 downloads in this 9 years that we have been on air, and we consider that quite an incredible accomplishment. And so we are so thankful to our listeners, and we continue to look for good information to put out, so that you will be able to put it to use and see things happening in your business. So, again, make sure you mark in your calendar for the show every Monday at 12 noon Eastern. I just read from you that great excerpt from the book, Action. Okay, it has no season. You must be an actioneer at all times. Again, I want to remind everybody that if you have not had the opportunity to check out all of our events at womenaboutbiz.com, then head on over, click on events, and then the drop-down menu will appear. And from there, you can see the Jamaica Retreat information, teleclasses and programs, and information about our business Women's Night Out. And that leads me to the next thing that I wanted to talk to you about, and that is just to share with you the Business Women's Night Out program and how you can actually become a host of this wonderful networking event no matter where you are. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, coming up with a new event where women could just, in a wonderful casual atmosphere, have some great hors d'oeuvres, get their favorite drink, cocktail, or beverage, and just really connect with each other on a social level while sharing and exchanging business cards and sharing great business resources. And so I came up with the idea, Business Women's Night Out, you know, kind of girls' night out, but for business women. And so, of course, that's when it hit me, and I had this aha moment, immediately put it into action, which is something that all of us should be doing with our ideas, right? And so we have the Business Women's Night Out that started in the May time frame of this year and has grown incredibly just in a few short months. And so a Business Women's Night Out, again, is this event where we are targeting women who are either working full-time and have businesses on the side, and they want to be able to come out in the evenings and share what they do and learn from others, and then also women who have full-time businesses but they aren't able to get out like they want to during the day. So we create this evening event for that target market, right? So we want to invite you to apply to become a Business Women's Night Out host. And so as a host, it gives you the opportunity to connect and meet other businesswomen, give them a way to connect and expand their connections as well, right? And it also allows you to share Women About Biz resources to help them to grow, which allows you to become that go-to person, all right? It shows other women that you care about their business and their success. It's going to help you expand your reach, helps you to gain more support. So all the way around, it helps you to become that leader that you need to be. It helps to give you that attraction factor. And so it's very easy to become a Businesswoman's Night Out host. All you have to be is a silver member at the minimum. That's the $99 per year membership, a silver member, and that's it, right? And then we find out if the area that you would like to host in is available, and then we move on from there. So, again, you are invited to apply to become a Businesswoman's Night Out host. And to learn more about this incredible program to start your own networking event where you don't have to be by yourself, we provide all of the administrative and registration support while at the same time bringing you into a family of businesswomen where you will learn how to master the art of networking, all kinds of training for you as a Businesswoman's Night Out host. So to learn more about that, you go again to womenaboutbiz.com. And if you hold your mouse over About Us in the top deck and text link coming from the left, then click on the opportunities, click on Become a Business Women's Night Out host. You'll learn all of the information that you need from there, and you can apply at that point. If you're not a silver member but you're willing to become one, still go ahead and apply to become one of our Business Women Night Out hosts. We would love to have you. It's 12:46 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead now and just move right into our subtopic of our theme for the month, Getting Things Done. And I want to talk about becoming a woman of action. And what does that mean to actually become a woman of action? Well, I want to start out with one thing, and that is in order to become a woman of action, the number one thing that you have to have a commitment to do, and that is what? Can you guess what that is? You have to have a commitment to take action on all of your dreams and your goals, okay? And, you know, that word actionaire that is talked about so much in the book Action Has No Season, that book, that word, I really love that word actionaire because it means that you are wealthy. You are wealthy in taking action. So the first thing you have to do to become a woman of action is that you have to have a commitment on taking action. Now, what does that mean actually to have a commitment? Because there are some elements that must be in place in order for you to do that, in order for you to take action, right? Okay, so the first thing in business, in order for you to take action, you've got to have a strategy, right? A strategy just simply means that whatever projects or whatever goals you're trying to create, you have a strategy. You know the how in getting it done, right? Very, very important. The next thing is that you have a follow-up system. And we talked about follow-up on last Monday, and we talked about how important it was to have a follow-up system in place. So you have to have a follow-up system in order to take action. Otherwise, everything is going to fall through the cracks. Another thing that's going to help you stay committed to taking action is, you know, you must have that unshakable faith. You guys know I love the whole definition that the Spirit gave me on unshakable faith. But you must have unshakable faith. And here's what I've learned. Sometimes we don't take action on things, and the reason why we don't take action is because we don't have enough belief in what it is that we're trying to do. Think about it. If someone told us right now $1 million was ours, but here's a checklist of things that we had to get done, oh, my gosh, we would probably break a leg trying to get to that checklist to get everything done. But it's because we believe they told us that the $1 million is available for us. They showed us a picture of it, given us this bank account where we can go and access it. So we're ready to go. We're ready to roll, right? Well, it's that same fervor. It's that same energy, that same type of belief that you need for every day getting things done, for taking action on what it is that you need. And so you need to have that extra special portion of unshakable faith. Now, what is unshakable faith? For those of you that are new to the show, unshakable faith is really a level of belief so deeply rooted within yourself that it compels you to take swift and immediate action. Again, it's a level of belief that is so deeply rooted within yourself that it compels you. And when I say compel is a word that means that it convicts within you to take swift and immediate action. And it's this type of belief in ourselves that we must have in order to become an actionaire, in order for us to even have a commitment of taking action, right? And so that is the third thing. In taking action and having that commitment, you've got to get your dose of unshakable faith. Now, for those of you who say, well, how I have faith in myself and I believe in myself, but the question is, do you have the right kind of faith and the right kind of belief? So how do you know that you do? Oh, it's very simple. You ask yourself, when I come up with ideas, when I think about my vision, am I compelled? Am I convicted? Is it so deeply rooted within me that I continue to take swift and immediate action, like, bam, right away, I'm writing out an outline, I'm writing out a checklist and all the things that have to get done. I'm writing out a list of the people that I think can help me get this done. I'm figuring out what my goals and what my to-do items are. Are you doing that every single time, consistently? Are you seeing results? Do you have your measurement tools in place? Because, ladies, I'm here to tell you that that's what it means to be an actionaire and to have commitment and taking action. So in order to become a woman of action, then number one, commitment to taking action is the first thing. Here's number two, which I think is very important as well. You must know your entrepreneurial number. Now, I've talked about this on the show before, and I know I'm not going to have enough time to explain it all the way out for you now. But there are three vital roles that must be played in your business at all times, hands down, no doubt about it. And those three roles are the laborer technician, right, the manager, and last but not least, the entrepreneur visionary. Now, even though you might be a solo entrepreneur, it doesn't mean that those roles, you only play one of those roles because it's just you. No, you have to actually play all three of those roles, right? Okay, so what you have to figure out, first of all, is the number of hours you are contributing to your business. How many hours are you working in your business every week? Is it 30 hours, 20 hours, 40 hours, 10 hours? You need to know the total number of hours that you are working in your business every week. Okay, so out of those number of hours, based on your business industry, right, how many of those hours need to go to the labor role? The labor role is the role that does the grunt work, the role that makes the gadgets, that prepares things, that is fulfilling the service or making the product. That's the labor role. And then you have the manager's role. How many hours of the manager's role do you need? That is the role that is responsible for carrying out the vision of the company, making sure that the labor role is carrying out and doing what it's supposed to do. So that could be, you know, bookkeeping. The manager is making sure the bookkeeping is done, making sure the website is up to date, making sure all the social media has been posted, making sure that if there is a strategy, that all the strategy is being carried out. The manager is making sure that the laborer or the labor role is doing what it's supposed to do is in fulfilling the orders for the clients or the customers. The manager's role. The manager's role might be writing articles. It might be coming up with interesting marketing materials and also making sure that the marketing is being implemented properly. So all of that is the manager's role. Then you have the entrepreneur visionary role, which many women, when I ask, do you know which one is the most important one, a lot of women say management, but actually it's the entrepreneur visionary role. This role is the most important role. Now, what is this role all about? Well, this role is at its very core, the fundamental part of everything, because it's the role that you created your business with. When you thought of your business and you came up with the business idea, you created it from the entrepreneur visionary role. And so this is the role that is responsible for being the ambassador of the company. This is the role that is responsible for ensuring that the vision is carried out and that everything is in its place. This is the role for making sure that the finances of the company are being handled properly, that all the pricing structure of the services and products are properly being structured. This is the role that goes out to the networking events, that goes out and speak on behalf of the company, that is doing one-on-one presentation and bringing in new clients for the company. All of this is the entrepreneur visionary role. This is the role that comes up with new product ideas, new service ideas, new business ideas. All of this is the entrepreneur visionary. So how many hours do you need to be in that role on a weekly basis? Okay? So it is that you need to figure out. What is your entrepreneurial number? And basically that is a percentage number. So if you worked 20 hours per week in your company, right, and let's say you said 50% of your role needs to be in the labor, because let's say you have a gift basket business, and right now it's just you and you that's doing the gift basket. So when you get an order in, you're the one that's going in your room and pulling down all of the products and, you know, putting the basket together and arranging it and what have you. That's a labor role, but because your company does gift baskets, that's labor intensive, right? So that's 50% labor, you say to yourself. So 50% of your 20 hours is 10 hours that is going to be spent on the labor role. And so there you have it. That's 10 hours on that. So we know that that's a 50% tile, right? And then you say, well, I really need to evenly spend my time on the management role and the entrepreneur role. So you give 5 hours to the management role and 5 hours to the entrepreneur role, and that represents 25%, right? So basically your entrepreneur number is three numbers. It's 50, 25, 25. 50% labor technician, 25% management, and 25% entrepreneur visionary. So once you understand this concept, how does this play out on a workflow or on an everyday basis? Well, what you have to do is when you're able to look in your time management calendar and you're able to see all of the things that you've got scheduled, I think the two things that are important that you have to be cautious of is making sure that that management role and that entrepreneur role are getting 5 hours of your time in your time management. And then, of course, you're going to block out the hours daily that will represent 10 hours per week for your labor technician role. Hopefully you guys are understanding that. I'm actually going to be doing a webinar specifically on what's your entrepreneurial number to better explain this so that you will have it. I actually did a workshop a while back at the end of last year in November, spoke at a conference and did this, and everyone was just totally into it and appreciative of it. So I'm going to take that and turn that into a webinar for you so that you'll be able to understand it even better. So you must know your entrepreneur number. Here's number three in becoming a woman of action, which is so very, very important. Okay? Know your habits. Now, we talked about this in the four questions you have to ask yourself every day, and I believe in the power of me, but know your habits, because your habits will work against you if you aren't careful. And so if you're going to take action, you don't want to be procrastinating. You don't want to be always waiting to react to everything, right? So you've got to know your habits, and I talked about that earlier, and I can't stress on it enough. There are certain habits that you have that are working against you. What are they? Identify them. Now, in order to eliminate those habits, you need to begin a new habit that is the opposite of the one that's causing the problem. And so another example of that would be if I have an issue of procrastinating whenever I sit at my desk, I'm in the habit of doing that, picking up everything but doing what I'm supposed to do, then what I may want to do is create a different workplace environment for myself, right? I may want to create a different workplace environment. I may make a decision to have a coach to work with me for a couple of weeks every day so that I can improve on that particular habit and get going with whatever it is I have to do. But you've got to know your habits, okay? Number four, in becoming a woman of action. Number four, in becoming a woman of action, the one thing that I've got that I think is so important is that you truly have to make sure that you believe in yourself. Okay, And we talked about the unshakable faith and making sure that you believe in yourself. But what's a little bit different here is I want you to really delve into what are your beliefs about being successful, okay? Have you all often thought that it's for other women and not necessarily for you? What are your beliefs on that? You've got to believe in yourself. Yes, you have to have that unshakable faith, but you also have to make sure that you have the right belief. So you have to believe in yourself, have the right beliefs, and make sure that you embrace and adopt new beliefs to help you to accomplish whatever your goals and your dreams are going to be, because that's so very, very important. Okay? And last but not least, in becoming a woman of action, it is to have the desire to become an actionaire. Right? Have the desire to become an actionaire. Why is that so very, very important? Because, you know, we're always wanting to become, you know, a millionaire or a thousandaire, whatever it is that we want financially. But really, it's the taking the action that's going to get you there. So embrace becoming an actionaire. Okay? Embrace saying that I am wealthy in action. I put to action everything that I come up with, everything that I want to do. And for those things that I don't know about, I'm going to bring people into my life that can help me to get it done. So there you have it, ladies. 5 things that can help you to become a woman of action. Take action. Number 2, know your entrepreneurial number. Number 3, know your habits. Number 4, believe in yourself. Have the right kind of beliefs that support your dreams and goals. And number 5, have a desire to become an actionaire. Well, we've had a full show today. I was hoping to bring some of you on the air live to talk about what you're going to take action on, but we will be doing that on next Monday. I want you to have such a productive and such an incredible week this week. Remember, take action on all things. Remember to put into place, I believe in the power of me, 4 questions that you need to ask yourself as often as you need to get things done. And last but not least, again, I want to thank all of you for listening to the show, and I hope that you will tune in on next Monday, the 29th, as we bring to a close our theme, Getting Things Done. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.